Thank you, President Waldron. I don't really have much to add that other members of council haven't said already, other than I am glad things have been going, you know, peaceful and well for the last few days. And I personally, you know, I'm someone who comes from a diverse family, Puerto Rican family. My youngest brother, who many of you know and have met, is African American. And but I'm still using now as a time really for listening, thinking that my experience and what I see and, you know, the life that I live, just reminding myself every day that, you know, my existence isn't the scope of all that goes on here in Bethlehem. And while I'm using this time to listen, I'm glad, as others have mentioned, now is the time for listening and then to keep the dialogue going. So I hope we could really, and Chief, it's encouraging. Yeah, I know the department's trying to stay ahead of a lot of things that are becoming, whether the norm or, you know, ahead of the times a little bit, but keep all those things going. I was glad to hear from Mr. Dwyben, who called in. Some of those things I thought were just common operating procedure in all departments across the country. They all sound pretty reasonable.
Not many. Not many departments. That's the thing. We do have them here, but when you get to many smaller departments, they're a mess. They don't have rules and regulations or directives. That's part of the problem across the country. What you're all talking about is called criminal justice reform, because the system currently is broken. And that goes back to everything Dr. Van Wert said and everything Councilman Reynolds said, Councilwoman Smith said. Okay, what I said here, I stick by my comments. What I saw in Minneapolis is disgusting. And I'm not going to back off of that. And also everything else going on. Americans don't act that way. Cops don't act that way. That was murder, what you saw on national TV, period. And I know murder. I've done enough murder cases in 25 years as a detective. You can check with both district attorneys on my record. So I stand by my comments. And if somebody didn't like them, well, I'm sorry. That's his opinion.
No. And why, you know, I truly believe Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, we're not going to be the ones to change the world, to change the country. I think we could continue beyond today, as we've had, and even change is incremental. I've said before, change takes time and effort. The calendar days are going to keep ticking away. I know the effort's there, and really just hope we could stay, you know, on task as we move forward. I'm proud of the city that I grew up in. I think we could all say we, you know, appreciate it, whether it's the cultural diversity that go no further in South Bethlehem and all the different churches and ethnic backgrounds that really built Bethlehem through the steel, or even just growing up in the city and the people I grew up around and the family that I come from, but really hope we can just continue again, not only now being a time for listening, but keep the dialogue going and continue to do whatever we can here locally. We're not going to change what's going on in D.C. We're not going to change what's going on even in Harrisburg necessarily, but as long as we can all keep doing our part to change what's going on here in Bethlehem. Thanks, everybody.